Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. A former Coachella Valley doctor is back in Southern California to serve 20 years in federal prison after being on the run in Israel for several years.
A dermatologist turned cosmetic surgeon who has since lost his license, David Morrow, fled the United States with his wife while he was awaiting sentencing. He pled guilty to conspiracy to commit mail fraud and filing a false tax return in connection with a long-running health care fraud scheme.
We believe they submitted more than $50 million worth of fraudulent bills to numerous insurance companies.
Tom Morozek with the U.S. Attorney's Office says in some cases, patients underwent procedures that they didn't need, and those bills were submitted while they got the cosmetic procedure for free. Laura I. Miller with the FBI in Los Angeles says agents believe the Morrows sold their $9.5 million Beverly Hills home and transferred $4 million into Israeli bank accounts using other names before fleeing.
So they were doing okay, but ultimately the law caught up with them.
Morrow's wife is awaiting trial on contempt of court charges for fleeing the country while out on bond. She was also indicted by a grand jury for her role in the scheme. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The challenge to the state law that allows terminally ill patients to get life-ending drugs has been taken down by a judge in Riverside.
The Superior Court judge ruled against the Life Legal Defense Foundation, which it sued on the grounds that it was improperly passed. Attorney John Capos in Newport Beach, who represented a party in support of the law, explains to KNX.
We got that ruling overturned on appeal, and now the case is pending back in the Superior Court. The Superior Court found that, in fact, the law is constitutionally in compliance with the provision that it has to be within the scope of the special session that was convened by Governor Brown.
The judge also ruled that the doctors bringing the challenge didn't have legal standing because they are not required to provide life-ending drugs if they don't want to. Two further challenges to the law remain. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA police say they're hearing from more possible victims of a doctor who worked at Cedars-Sinai and was arrested this week on suspicion of sexually assaulting a co-worker.
We're told interviews are pending. No charges have been filed against Dr. Anshul Gandhi. His attorney argues there was no assault, only a consensual encounter, and that things went badly after the woman found out Dr. Gandhi was married and did not plan to leave his wife. Lawyer Michael Kraut says there's video and other evidence to back up the account.
It was completely consensual. And there was an email back and forth between the parties.
As for other accusers, Kraut insists they're not reporting any criminal activity. A former LA County prosecutor, Kraut is accusing police of mishandling this case.
LAPD never presented the case to the district attorney's office. I believe that they didn't follow protocol or policy in doing so. They should have found out whether or not Dr. Gandhi was either a flight risk, which he wasn't, or harmed other individuals, which there weren't, and waited to present it to the district attorney's office, whereas the case is expected to be rejected and not ruin his reputation.
The only comment from Cedars-Sinai is that Dr. Gandhi is no longer at the hospital. He was never an employee, just a contract physician. Kraut says Dr. Gandhi chose to resign because he did not want to be in a hostile work environment with the accuser. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
In a couple weeks, a Santa Clarita judge says she'll issue a ruling in the Aliso Canyon gas leak, a ruling that is critical to many of the victims.
In court, gas company attorneys did admit that the company waited 3 days before informing its customers, before informing authorities of the catastrophic gas leak at the Aliso Canyon storage facility.
What am I smelling? Why are my cats throwing up? Why are me and my girlfriend sick? And they had a lie already in place. It's a planned release of gas.
That's Attorney RX Paris, representing some of the many victims suing Southern California Gas, saying that because the notice wasn't given, that for 3 days they were unknowingly breathing toxic air.
And you're just sensitive to the smell.
That was the lie they repeated for the next 111 days that they're still repeating.
Attorneys for SoCalGas are trying to keep the 3 days of secrecy by SoCalGas about the Aliso Canyon disaster from being used against the company in the civil lawsuits filed by so many people who live in Porter Ranch. In Santa Clarita, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A new study from USC finds that teenagers who use cannabis concentrates become the heaviest users of marijuana overall. 11th graders from 10 Southern California schools were in the study. The ones who used concentrates were more likely to still be using them in the next year. Concentrates contain THC levels that are 2 to 4 times higher than found in traditional cannabis products.
In an effort to prevent human trafficking, the LA County Department of Public Health could soon be tasked with overseeing massage parlors.
If the county supervisors sign off on a new ordinance, it would be up to public health personnel to not only issue permits to massage businesses, but also to inspect them. Brenda Lopez is the assistant director of environmental health. She says there's a good reason for making this move.
Data has shown there is an estimated 6,000 to 9,000 brothels in the United States that are disguised as massage parlors.
And she tells KNX that gives brothels a form of cover while harming victims and communities.
Some of these may involve human trafficking.
In other words, forcing people to essentially work as prostitutes. The proposed ordinance would require massage parlors to have both a public health permit and a business license, and require that a notice be posted regarding slavery and human trafficking. The public health department would have to inspect each massage business every year. In downtown LA, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.